This office is brought to you by Truthly, the Catholic AI app that helps you learn, live, and share the truth every day. Now let's pray.
Deus in adiutorium meum intente, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina, Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto,
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Oh, with such glorious light, you are resplendent, child of Davidic line, his royal offspring. Raised on high and enthroned, O Virgin Mary, Queen of all heaven born, reigning in glory. You all worthy and chaste, Virgin and Mother, made of your purest heart that royal chamber, wherein your sacred womb God was incarnate, Christ was born in the flesh, Lord of all heaven. All who dwell on the earth love and adore him. Every knee duly bends, bowing before him. And with your gracious aid, we humbly beg him, that with all shades dispersed, light will bring gladness. God and Father of light, grant us your blessing. Through Christ your only Son, in the blessed Spirit, who with you in the light, dwelling in heaven, rules and governs the world through all the ages. Amen.
Create a clean heart in me, O God. Renew in me a steadfast spirit. Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. O wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. My offenses, truly I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight I have done, that you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt I was born, a sinner was I conceived. Indeed, you love truth in the heart. Then in the secret of my heart, teach me wisdom. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow. Make me a rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face, and blot out all my guilt. A pure heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit. Give me again the joy of your help. With a spirit of fervor sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you. O rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my tongue shall declare your praise. For in sacrifice you take no delight, burnt offering from me you would refuse. My sacrifice a contrite spirit, a humbled contrite heart you will not spurn. In your goodness show favor to Zion. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocausts offered on your altar. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Create a clean heart in me, O God. Renew in me a steadfast spirit. Rejoice, Jerusalem, for through you all men will be gathered to the Lord. Let all men speak of the Lord's majesty and sing his praises in Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, holy city, he scourged you for the works of your hands, but will again pity the children of the righteous. Praise the Lord for his goodness, and bless the King of the ages, so that his tent may be rebuilt in you with joy. May he gladden within you all who were captives. All who were ravaged may he cherish within you, for all generations to come. A bright light will shine to all parts of the earth. Many nations shall come to you from afar, and the inhabitants of all the limits of the earth, drawn to you by the name of the Lord God, bearing in their hands their gifts for the King of heaven. Every generation shall give joyful praise in you, and shall call you the Chosen One through all ages forever. Go then, rejoice over the children of the righteous, who shall all be gathered together, and shall bless the Lord of the ages. Happy are those who love you, and happy those who rejoice in your prosperity. Happy are all the men who shall grieve over you, over all your chastisements, for they shall rejoice in you as they behold all your joy forever. My spirit blesses the Lord, the great King. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Rejoice, Jerusalem, for through you all men will be gathered
to the Lord. Benedixit filiis tui sinte. O praise the Lord, Jerusalem, Zion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed the children within you. He established peace on your borders. He feeds you with finest wheat. He sends out his word to the earth, and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool. He scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down hailstones like crumbs. The waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them. At the breath of his mouth the waters flow. He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his decrees. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Benedixit filiis tui sinte. I rejoice heartily in the Lord. In my God is the joy of my soul. For he has clothed me with a robe of salvation and wrapped me in a mantle of justice. Like a bride bedecked with her jewels, the Lord has chosen her, his loved one from the beginning.
The Lord has chosen her, his loved one from the beginning.
He has taken her to live with him,
his loved one from the beginning.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
The Lord has chosen her, his loved one from the beginning.
Regina mundi dignissima, Maria Virgo perpetua, intercede pro nostra pace et salute, quae genuisti Christum Dominum salvatorem omnium. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Regina mundi dignissima, Maria Virgo perpetua, intercede pro nostra pace et salute. Quae genuisti Christum Dominum, salvatorem omnium.
Let us glorify our Savior who chose the Virgin Mary for his mother. Let us ask him.
May your mother intercede for us, O Lord.
Son of Justice, the Immaculate Virgin was the white dawn announcing your rising. Grant that we may always live in the light of your coming.
May your mother intercede for us, O Lord.
Eternal Word, you chose Mary as the uncorrupted ark of your dwelling place. Free us from the corruption of sin.
May your mother intercede for us, O Lord.
Savior of mankind, your mother stood at the foot of your cross. Grant through her intercession that we may rejoice to share in your passion.
May your mother intercede for us, O Lord.
With ultimate generosity and love, you gave Mary as a mother to your beloved disciple. Help us to live as worthy sons of so noble a mother.
May your mother intercede for us, O Lord.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who made the mother of your Son to be our mother and our queen, graciously grant that, sustained by your intercession, we may attain in the heavenly kingdom the glory promised to your children, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam verducat aeternam.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with us. Already helping thousands of Catholics, Truthly combines the power of AI with the wisdom of the Church. Get instant, shareable answers. Build your knowledge with short, powerful courses. Grow with daily insights and challenges that empower you to live the life God made you for. Truthly is built for daily formation and bold evangelization in the modern age. Download it in the App Store and start your free trial today. God bless.